Recycled glass bottles are banging around inside a giant dishwasher.
The bottles just are put in here in rows, and they go through a soak tank for about 3 to 4 minutes, and they come through a few rinse cycles and a caustic chlorine rinse, actually, at the end, and then that's how they're sanitized, and then they put down the belt down to the filler.
After they're washed, the bottles are filled with milk and capped. Crates of fat-free 2% whole and chocolate milk are stacked into a cooler. Sally and George Shetler set up this bottling plant on their farm 5 years ago. They say for a pretty small investment, they're reaping more profits. They're also saving energy because they don't ship their milk somewhere else for processing. Their 38 cows are just a few feet away in their barn, so the milk's journey from cows' udders to containers is short. George Shetler used to sell his raw milk to a company that would pump it out of his tank and into their truck. But he says, like milk everywhere, the first trip was only the beginning of a long trip for his cow's milk.
Now, some of the larger dairies, it goes through one or two transfer stations where it's transferred from one truck to another truck to another truck to a milk plant. I've got a cousin that used to drive for a milk company out west where he was hauling milk up from New Mexico up to North Dakota, I think it was, for processing. And then some of it goes from North Dakota to Wisconsin for processing.
And so a lot of fuel is wasted getting the milk from cow to jug. George Shetler says he's also saving energy at the beginning of the process. Instead of trucking in grain or burning fuel to plant and harvest grain to feed the cows, he's letting his cows eat grass. Brian Hallweil is with the World Watch Institute in Washington, D.C. He's written a book on local agriculture called Eat Here. He says the grass-fed cows require less energy to produce milk than do cows on modern farms.
The feed that the cows eat needs to be brought in, driven in, which consumes a lot of energy. The production of that grain consumes a lot of energy. There's water pumping and cleaning that's associated with factory-farmed dairy cows. And in contrast to that, the grass-fed farm essentially runs on sunlight.
Sunlight is the only energy grass needs to grow. But despite all the savings in energy costs, the Shetler's milk is more expensive. That's because the huge system in place to distribute milk works on economies of scale. The big dairies can balance production and distribution. Milk reaches just the right place at the right time in the right amount. These dairies also get big government subsidies to keep the price of milk lower.
It's kind of a fake price that we pay in the supermarket.
Brian Hallweil says that the price should not be the only reason for buying a locally produced gallon. Burning extra diesel fuel and gasoline should also be considered.
It's a price that doesn't include the cost of shipping, that doesn't include all the pollution associated with that shipping, and that doesn't include the health and environmental and social impact of factory-raised animals versus a local grass-fed dairy.
And many people would rather buy the milk from cows that don't receive as much antibiotic medicines and hormone injections that make the cows produce more milk. Inside their pasteurizing vat, the milk is heated to a lower temperature. This allows some of the enzymes to stay alive, which some people believe is healthier. One customer says that she comes to the store right on the farm because she wants to connect with the people and the animals that make what she drinks.
It's much better. That's all I can say. It's wonderful milk.
And many of the customers who buy the locally produced milk from nearby stores say they prefer it. Just like farmers markets, local dairy products are becoming more popular. Environmentalists believe that's good for the local economy and for saving fuel. For the GLRC, I'm Chris McCarris.